You tuned into Gospel for Grand Piano. We come now to our What's-Ons, which we take from ChristianDiary.com. And we're just taking a weekly look at some of our What's-Ons of what's coming up, what you can expect. Now, today and tomorrow, there's two performances of the church show Fit Went Rang. That's kind of localese speak and very much Doric. And it's all happening at St. Mark's Church, 7:30 p.m. Today to 9:30 p.m. And on Saturday, the 20th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This is the St. Mark's Players presenting the show, the church show, Fit Went Rang. It's actually been a three-day event, and there'll be a matinee on the Saturday and evening performances, in fact, on the Thursday last night and tonight, and a matinee performance on this Saturday. Tickets are priced £7, including a farmhouse tea, so who knows, you may get scones, you may get all types of things. I'll be interested to see what a Scottish farmhouse tea consists of, but cost is £7. It'll be well worthwhile, and that is taking place in St. Mark's Church in the hall there. And yeah, it's a quite nice little wee hall for lots of different events. I went there to an event a good few years back, and it was a kind of really a thing from the shows, and I quite enjoyed that. I had one of our friends there as well, and he was one of those larger than life characters, really reveled in that and thoroughly enjoyed it. So it should be a good night tonight, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and tomorrow Saturday, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. St. Mark's is located close to the Central Library and also to His Majesty's Theatre as well. Happening tonight is Aberdeen Citywide Prayer Gathering at the Salvation Army Citadel, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. as prayer gatherings for the city, the people, refugees, issues, the world for Christ, and it's a great opportunity for you to come there. And if you're interested in where these prayer gatherings occur, then the 19th of May is the Salvation Army Citadel, AB115BG. The next time this is on is the 16th of June at the Kirk of St. Nicholas Uniting in Union Street, AB101JL. Then it goes over in July, the 21st of July, to Seaton Community Church on School Road, AB241TU. August is to be arranged. The date or the location is to be arranged on the 18th of August, then 15th of September, Woodside Parish Church, AB24 4QD. And in October, it's Gilcomston. But we'll give you more information about that as we go through. More events now. And if you're wondering about all this, I've got the microphone on the same table as I've got the mouse as well. On May the 22nd is a Lifestyle Gateway service happening at City Church, 5:30 p.m. through to 8 p.m. And it's an opportunity for folks from different backgrounds to come and eat, look at the Bible, laugh and pray together. Now, it says they meet from Monday 6 p.m. in the downstairs hall, but I imagine there is food first of all. So I think it's come along 5:30, 4, 6 p.m. And the group is attended by wide variety of people, all sorts of backgrounds, including those struggling with addictions, homelessness, or indeed ex-offenders. And it's a little bit of a stepping stone for those facing difficult life situations. So that's obviously well worthwhile. Brenda McLaughlin is the contact for that group. Paprika is on the 23rd, and it's at Aberdeen Christian Fellowship. And it really is for mums and tots of Hungarian families meeting on Tuesday mornings during term time. For further information or to volunteer to help, contact Tabita Doxy. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. being the time. Now, the Ark at Deeside Christian Fellowship. May the 23rd, also May the 23rd on the Tuesday at 9:45 a.m. to 11:30, is a community baby, toddler and parent group meeting at Deeside Christian Fellowship every Tuesday morning during the school term time. Lots of this is spent in free play. Now there's a parenting course being held at Gerrard Street Baptist Church. And that's also on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And it's being a parent is one of the most important and indeed rewarding jobs that you could possibly do. But there's always little or no training for it. So come along to a parenting course where you can explore together practical ways to build up children and instill positive values in them. It's an opportunity to share and encourage one another in a relaxed environment. Tuesday evenings, 25th of April to 30th of May. Six sessions, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Cost is £3 per person to cover the costs of the handbook. And who knows, you might even get coffee and tea and maybe a fine piece as well. On the 23rd is also Music to Remember at Colts Parish Church Outreach Centre, 404 North Deeside Road. Anne Meldrum is the contact for that. So that's a good opportunity to come along and enjoy some music you can remember. 10:15 to 11:45. Cost is free. City Church and Gilcomston Church on the 24th are vying for mainly music. 9:45 to 11 a.m. in Gilcomston Park. And it's a great opportunity for families with babies and toddlers who are welcome to come along and try a session out before registering. Also happening at Gilcomston Church on Union Street, there's 30 minutes of music and rhymes followed by refreshments, and that's between 10 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. On the 25th, ACF Mainly Music, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. A fun music session for families with babies and toddlers. All are welcome to come along and try out a session before registering. Cost £2 per family. Deeside Christian Fellowship, Mainly Music, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now there's also Friendship in Art at Deeside Christian Fellowship. Friday mornings, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Contact the church office or the Deeside Christian Fellowship calendar to find out the dates. Deeside Christian Fellowship, by the way, can be found at Binghill Drive, Milltemper, AB13OJE, being the postcode for that. Street football at Shettixley Baptist Church, May the 25th, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And it was established in partnership with Aberdeen YMCA over 5 years ago as a pioneering youth project for local young people. And it runs every Thursday night. That's at Shettixley Baptist Church on E-Day Walk. That brings us up to the end of the What's Ons from the Northeast of Scotland Christian Diary, christiandiary.com. We'll be back again next week with some more updates. And if you've got any What's Ons, do get in contact with us. And our email address is info@g4g.org.uk. Just a few more things to note. Next week, next Friday, Gospel for Grampian will be guests at St. Columba's Church in the Bridge of Don, starting off at 9 a.m. There's a special coffee morning, and we'll be broadcasting live from there, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And if you are listening in the next week, the Power Hour this week is actually coming directly from Leven, a Blackety Side farm in Leven. Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer. And as guests, I will be joined by Colin and Madeline Windsor, who are from Journey of Christian Faith Ministries, and also by Robert Todd, who actually runs the farm shop at Blackety Side Farm in Leven in Fife. And we'll be chatting to them about their thoughts and getting under the skin of God's word and praying about it, much more importantly. This is Gospel for Grampian, and you'll be able to hear this programme and these What's Ons both on this Gospel Cafe program this week, and also on our Community Elements show. Coming up next on our Community Elements show, we have some music for you. Gospel for Grampian.